Hello and welcome back to Eliza's Havoc with your favorite host, Eliza. And today's topic will be about our childhood. And yes, I realize that sounds very therapeutic session, kind of. But by our childhood, I more so mean ours as adults versus our children's. Well, this is how. This is what has actually inspired this topic today. Took my babies out to the park. I don't live too far from it, so I figure dealing with COVID and everything else, they need some room to breathe. You know, some stuff to play on, lose some energy, be able to meet new people, make new friends, being that we really don't know what schools and stuff is going to look like. And as I'm watching my two youngest, which is my little girl and my little boy, play, there's a little girl who kind of starts picking on and bullying my daughter. And as a child, my daughter is very much like me. She doesn't really meet any enemies and subconsciously knows how to handle, you know, unfriendly, unwanted, and undesired situations and or conversations. So as this little girl is kind of picking on her a little bit, my daughter's just like, oh, okay, well, let's do this. Let's do that. Let's go play. Hi, new friend. How are you doing? My name is this. And, you know, just being her very loving, warm, outgoing self. And then the little girl says something about supercalifragilisticexpialidocious and how my daughter need to be able to say it, then spell it to be able to play with her. And, you know, just kind of being nasty but not too rude. Well, it was rude, but she was trying to almost do it on a lighter side. So I went ahead and finished the phrase, you know, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. You know, just me being me, because obviously my daughter gets her charisma from her mother. So as I'm doing this, the father or grandfather, whoever, whatever parent was there or whatever guardian was there, turns to me and tends to roll her eyes, which in itself was very annoying, because I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, well, she's interacting with my daughter. She's interacting with me. It's still on some very fun stuff because we're talking about Mary Poppins. And this is the response that I'm getting. And then literally, I'm just like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to let that bother me. I'm not going to sit there and let that upset my day, ruin my day. Because honestly, those who know a bit about me know that I have been working on and working towards being able to own my emotions and being able to handle my actions, even with feeling multiple different emotions. So for me, especially with everything going on, it's nice to know that even if I have somebody coming to me sideways, or for those who really don't understand slang terminology, that's for someone who is being inappropriate in any way, shape, or form towards you for no reason behind any acts or anything that you've done, for no cause of your own. You're getting a negative or inappropriate response. And for a lot of people, especially now, when we hear it, bells kind of go off. When we sense it, bells go off. First thing we want to do is retaliate. First thing we want to do is lash out, lash back, and everything else. And I look at it as I can do that, or I can choose another way to handle it. That one, not gonna lie, a wee bit petty, makes them upset because they're not getting the type of reaction that they're wanting. Two, it's something that I can be proud to do in front of my kids. Because along with all this other racial tension going on in the world, there's a lot of different types of abuse. There's a lot of excessive abuse of multiple different kinds. And if there were never a better time to teach your children, and mind you, this is just based on my opinion. Feel free to agree, disagree. I don't judge. I have an open mind and an open heart. So if you guys want to tag in and go ahead and give your difference of opinion or even your opinion and camaraderie, that's great. But my opinion is this. I believe that there is never a better time to teach your children how to be able to not only own their emotions, be able to handle their emotions. And I say own their emotions because a lot of people that are adults or that have reached the age of 18, and I say reach the age of 18 versus some younger than that, because once you hit 18, you are legally responsible for your own actions. Okay? So there are a lot of people out here who decide that they feel some type of way, or their favorite line is, they made me feel, they made me think, I did this because they did. And I'm trying to teach my children pretty much how to obliterate that. I'm pretty sure that a lot of us heard growing up, no one can make you do anything but you. I don't want to say we all heard it because I can't vouch for everyone. But I do know that a lot of us heard that growing up. As well as other things like, if your friends jumped off a bridge, would you do it? You know, so on, et cetera, et cetera. Things that we really didn't think we needed, but things that honestly kind of come to our mind as far as common sense whenever we're hearing a lot of today's social issues, angst, anxieties, struggles, frustrations, and things of this nature. But that is something that I'm really trying to teach my children, and not only trying to teach my children, but I'm trying to learn or master myself. And I say master because for me, master means that I have to take years of perfecting a craft before I can master it, which means I will never be done trying to become better in this specific scenario or in a specific situation. But I would like to try to master not letting my emotions cloud my judgment of physical things to do, as well as not allow my emotions depict what actions I take. It's not easy, but it is something that I personally want to strengthen. Another needless tidbit, y'all, is that, sorry, y'all, I'm on the side of the street. I'm walking on the sidewalk and there's a lot of cars that are coming back and forth and they're pretty loud. So if it's hard for y'all to hear me, I apologize ahead of time. But one of the things that happened yesterday. So I bought a new house and I love my new house. We've been there for a little over a year. It's a entirely different / new experience being a homeowner versus renting, but one of the perks of being a homeowner is the fact that if there's something that we don't like, we can change it up. So with that concept in mind, it took us a year to really kind of get out of the renter's mindset of leave things the way they are, don't mess with them too much, you know, and be bold enough to just kind of go in. So we were able to take out the carpet, change it to hardwood floors, which was already really exciting. And now we were going to paint. So here's the thing, guys. I bought the paint, bought the paint brushes, got everything that we needed, got the tape, got the stuff for the wall, protective, everything. So I decided that I was going to start painting. My friend, she went ahead and helped me paint a little bit because I didn't really want her doing a whole lot. I was still kind of testing out the color to see if I wanted it. Because once again, here is a extra tidbit for anybody who plans on painting anything that's white in the near future. You still want to open up the can and put just a little bit on the wall to see how dark it is, because we have a very large house. It's very big, very spacious. Mostly it feels like that because of the color, which was white. So, you know, I was thinking, all right, I was going to sit there and put a little bit of light gray on there, or at least what I thought was light gray. Needless to say, it was not as light as I'd like it to be, or I wanted it to be. So I ended up having, after doing majority of the wall, trying to see the difference in area, shading, the difference between the bright sunny morning towards the evening when it got a little bit darker, on top of the fact that right now, when you're hearing this, it is summertime in 2020. This is August something. So it's summertime. So we're getting a lot more sun than average, but I did want to be able to see what it looked like from dusk till dawn, pretty much. And I didn't like it as much as I liked it on the sample. So I decided I was going to repaint. Make the color a little bit brighter. Mix a lot more white in it. And that way it can kind of give me the happy feeling that I wanted. So my neighbor suggests his friend, who I guess at one point in time was a professional painter. Now, mind you, those who are just tuning in, those who really don't know a whole lot about me, I'm one of the people who will give you the shirt off my back. Naturally, I'm like that. My mother was like that. That's all I seen. That's all I really grew up knowing. So, with that being said, it's second nature to have a big heart. It's not really something I have to try at. Well, with this being said, this person decided to come to my home and spent more time asking me questions about my old job when I used to dance. And yes, I was a dancer for quite a while. I was very good at it, but as some know, things do die out. Desires for things die out. I literally got burned out on dancing. So I decided I wanted to stay home and be a stay-at-home mom for a while. This way, I'd be able to benefit all the time where I was missing being with my little ones. So, this man, came to my home, looked over my room and my living room, decided that, yes, he could do the job. He didn't have a problem with it. I said, okay, that's great. Whenever it came to money, he never gave an answer. So, okay. And understand another thing about me, y'all. I will get quotes all day, but I'm also the type of girl who strongly believes in if you want it done and if you want it done right, do it yourself. That's just me. I was raised by a single mom who didn't have somebody else as a backup to sit there and try to ask for either a hookup, handout, help, assistance. So I grew up with her just getting it done. Don't complain. None of that. Just get it done. Once you're done, you can take a break. Have all the time to sit there and vocalize what you like, didn't like, complain, all that other kind of stuff. But until then, get it done first. So, I was asking him what he could do. He sat there and told me he could do it, which was fine. Tells me he'll be back the next day. Okay, fine, not a problem. The next day, he's down at the neighbor's house. He was supposed to be there at 10 o'clock in the morning. Did not stumble down towards my house until 2:25. So already, that was a red flag. As he stumbled down, this man was highly intoxicated, which that should have been a red flag, but it wasn't. And I'm gonna tell you why. I know a lot of painters and they're working outside. A lot of times they don't want to drink water. A lot of times they like sitting here and drinking beer. And I get it. Especially being an adult, you have your vice. Hey, it is what it is. Once again, as long as you get the job done, get it done correctly, I don't care what your vice is. So, after he comes to my home intoxicated, he proceeds to try to have a conversation of, well, you know, we've met before. And this is how I responded. I said, okay, we may have, we may not have, but this is not a conversation I want to have in my house in front of my children. So can you please save that for another day? He tells me, okay, that's fine. Now, 10 minutes later, brings it up again. Once again, in my living room where my children are. So this time, like by this time, I'm already somewhat uneasy because that seems to be the main thing on your mind. Why? I don't know. I'm happily married. Even if I wasn't, honey, you couldn't get the time of day. I don't care how much you paid for it. You couldn't get my time of day. Not on your best day and not on my worst. Not happening. And this man is doing what feels like to me is trying to persist on me acknowledging him from any kind of past work experience or work not. So by this time, I've already decided, you know what? I don't even want you to paint. It's cool. Right now, I just kind of want you to leave. So he asked for a little bit of money so I can come back the next day early in the morning, sit there and have it done within 2 or 3 hours. And so by this time, I'm just already irritated. I'm just like, okay, fine. Not a big deal. He wants a whole $100-something dollars. Now, come on now, y'all. Let's be honest. We know dang on well we didn't sit there and give him none of that. I gave him $10. I said, okay, come back tomorrow. Go ahead and get the rest of your money. Why? This is what makes sense. I don't know where one thinks they can get something for nothing. But I guess here in St. Joe, that's something that is quite frequent over here. So he takes the $10, says, okay, he'll be back first thing in the morning. And this man dips and dodges me all day. Now, mind you, I'm up. If I'm going to sit there and tell a strange person to sit there and come to my house, of course, not only am I up, I'm dressed, I'm ready. I have everything already taped. I have everything already prepped because I'm not really the type that just wants to sit around and do nothing. So I decide to assist, help out. Especially being that it's my property. And I don't know about you guys, but I take a lot of pride in things that are mine. I take a lot of pride in this podcast. I take pride in my businesses. I take pride in myself. I take pride in my children, in my marriage, in my bonds, and in my beliefs. Take a lot of pride in the things I do. Now, mind you, I am still a work in progress when it comes to not letting pride overwhelm, overstep, anything like that. But I do take pride. So, with that being said, guys, I'm sitting here helping out. I'm prepping. I had to sit there and borrow somebody's ladder so I could sit there and reach my ceilings because I'm short, y'all. I'm like a whole 5'2". I'm short. And I had to make sure I had the whole ceiling taped so there's no paint that got on the ceiling or anything like that. Prepped it all out for this person who decided he wasn't going to show up. Then when I go to the neighbor's house, who recommended this person, knock on the door, try to ask nicely why there's a possible problem or why this person has not shown up. This neighbor is in his front room trembling. When I tell y'all he's trembling, he is shaking so bad, y'all. And I'm literally looking like, I don't understand why you're shaking. So initially to me, whenever you're shaking and you're trembling and all I'm doing is coming to knock on the door to see where the person that promised me something is. I mean, once again, feel free to tap in, y'all, and sit there and let me know. Am I tripping? Am I wrong? Could I have handled this differently? Could I, you know, is there another way to be able to think about this or another way to see it from another viewpoint? I'm always open. But like I was saying, I didn't really understand why he was trembling. I sat there and told him, go ahead and calm down. And then I said, well, where's your friend? He tells me, oh, well, your husband didn't seem to trust or like him very much, so he just decided he wasn't going to come back. I said, oh. So let me get this straight. My significant other didn't trust him, so he's going to go ahead and prove my significant other right and do something that looks very shady as to accept any kind of currency from me under pretense of coming back to complete a job. And honestly, y'all, the only reason I even gave him the $10 was because I was trying to be nice. So that was on me, y'all. But now he wants to sit there and try to put it off on somebody. I said, you know, honestly, I said, I'm really trying not to have an issue with you, because at the end of the day, I really feel like it was only $10. And for him not to show back up after $10, there's a few things I'm getting from this. One, this is not the first time he's done this. And when I said that, and I'm looking directly at my neighbor, his eyes told me I was correct. I look over at his wife, who is in the same room. Her eyes tell me that I'm correct. But her eyes tell me that this is not the first time this is something that they've done a few times, to where if I talk to some other neighbors, they might have a reputation for doing this. Okay. So I'm getting that from her face. He's scared. I mean, he's massively scared. When I sat there and told y'all, he was trembling. And I asked him, I said, okay, what's wrong? Why are you looking a little nervous? Why are you nervous? Said, oh, because I don't want you guys to respond negatively. That's not exactly what he said, but it was along the same lines. I don't want any retaliation. I said, well, right now, as far as I'm concerned, I don't have an issue with you. I do have an issue with the person that I gave money to, especially when you came to my home. You came into my house, which is, that's a major thing for me if I let you guys into my home, because that is, for me, let me say this, for me, that is more, what's the word I want to use? That is more revealing. I feel more exposed than anything having someone in my home. Because now you're around my future, which is my children. You're around my current, which is my husband. You're around my animals, who normally fill stuff out, but because they are trusting me to be able to have decent judgment as far as bringing you into my area or my circle, and they know that if they go ahead and do what they're supposed to attack whenever it's bad vibes, they're doing what they're supposed to do, which is attack when there's bad vibes. Yet if they come in with me or the authorization of me, that's telling them to back off regardless of what they're feeling or not. So for me, it was kind of a major thing, and I really felt violated. I really did. You were in my home, you were promising me something in my home, and I sit here and I exchange currency with you on faith of your word. And then you decide to be unloyal, or you decide to go back on your word, which, as far as I'm concerned, when I first meet you, that's all you have. And I try so hard not to make someone else pay for someone else's mistakes. So I still try to be open-hearted, open-minded, giving, loving, considerate. And it's stuff like that that honestly makes it hard. So sat there and I told my neighbor, I don't have an issue with you. I have an issue with the person who owes the debt to me. Because in my mind, it was more than just $10. In my mind, $10 might not seem like a lot to you, but in my mind, I have teenage children that I'm feeding. I'm clothing, I'm getting through school, and I'm doing everything that I can to try to ensure in every way possible that I can control that they have a great future, starting off with at least graduating high school. And then I have little ones who I have to feed and house and entertain while still trying to be able to acquire the finances to be able to do the rest, which is clothe them, school them, and make sure that they have everything that they need versus everything that they want. So I took it very personal. And to this day, I still feel a little bit some way, but I can't tell my children not to retaliate or react or respond out of emotion just to turn around and do it myself. That makes no sense. So, with that being said, Y'all, I'm still a work in progress, like I'm pretty sure many of you all are. I am in nowhere perfect. But I would like for you guys to go ahead and tap in and give me your opinions on a few things. Give me your opinions on other subjects I should talk about. Other ways I could have handled my situations. Go ahead and give me some opinions on... other things to do. And just random things that you want to talk about.
Hi.
And it is so lovely talking to you guys. That is my son in the background, if you can hear him, which means I have to go back to being mommy. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. And please tune in to our next episode, okay? You guys have a great day. And stay blessed. Bye.